Welcome to Godseeker. This is Elizabeth Folgaro. The current message? Stories. Rain. Ice. Snow. On the eastern side of much of California, the Sierra Nevada mountain range rises up from the Sacramento and San Joaquin Valley floors, forming a great portion of the state's legal eastern boundary. From the valley up through ever higher foothills you travel, until the mountains which had loomed in the distance become where you are. To go from the lower elevation to higher is what changes the climate and impacts the weather, especially in winter. The valleys and lower foothills experience pounding profusions of rain, whereas the mountain communities are laden with snow. California's climate in general is quite temperate. Summers are hot, though not desert-like, and winters are mild. It is rain which falls in wet, heavy storms which bunch up in an incoming line from about the end of November unto a tapering off around the end of April. Otherwise, the climate is dry, sunny. These climate dynamics provide symbolism for us about life, which we will touch on in this message and some to come. God, as unchanging, kind creator, gives us pictures in his creation to help us understand broader life concepts in terms of how we can expect our lives to work and how we can expect God to work through these. For the current message, the aspect upon which we will ruminate and what it means for us is the reality of differences in perspective and experience. As a result, the importance of all these taken together for a clearer view of our existence and in order to be able to hear any calls to action which God may have for us in our society today. Let's consider the storm. The same storm which in California comes down out of the Gulf of Alaska and into California from west to east out of the Pacific. Given the differences in California elevation, which leads to differences in climate, the same storm creates quite different experiences for the different people who live where they are exposed to these. The person who lives where it rains has a very different experience than the person who lives where there is ice and snow. Rain provides not only a different experience, but different risks. Too much rain, and the streams and rivers can swell until they overrun their banks, and sometimes they do. But this is an exception rather than the rule. Generally, though rain may cause a slight wet inconvenience, one can usually proceed with life normally. Rain conditions may slow life movement down a bit, but for the most part, it hinders nothing. Snow is a different experience. While indoors, the view from falling snow is a soundless wonder and beautiful so long as one's roof is secure, the walls are sealed, and there is heat. However, try to be out in snow, and it is a completely different experience than to encounter rain. Don't make a wrong assumption. I love being where it snows. Here, however, we are considering and acknowledging that given the same storm, whether you encounter it as rain or snow, depends on where you live, and this determines how you experience the storm as well. The experiences will be markedly different but very true lived realities. The person in the rain says, "This storm is not bad, nothing to be concerned about," and goes about their day. The person in the snow has much more to consider and greater life impact. Potential ice, sliding roads, freezing, potentially deadly temperatures, sometimes blinded visibility, making it impossible to move. At the very least, a time delay to shovel. Perhaps it is not a big deal. Perhaps the reaction is, "Oh, well, it's snowing again." But it does make life harder. It does cause impact. They may be able to remain mostly untouched and even romanticizing it if they can stay home and inside. But when they cannot? The danger is in believing whatever storm you are in, that all others are impacted or not impacted in the same way you are. However, when it comes to life, and especially life's storms, whatever each person says about the storm is right from that person's perspective. It is what that person has experienced. It is part of the whole true view and cannot be discounted just because it does not match another's experience. Instead, there is no one right view over another. Each person's experience is true and must be added to all the others so that together we get an idea of what the true whole situation is, the true whole experience. This is part of God's way of loving one another and understanding what the truth is, the reality in which we live together, where sometimes mistakenly we seek to live independently of one another, as if unaffected. But we are not. The Bible says when one part of the body, all of us together, suffers, then we all suffer. We need to look to listen to and hear all the voices from all the people without judging what each one has to share. Only if we listen to one another and take to heart what is said, without discounting and disregarding that which may seem uncomfortable, will we gain the situational awareness necessary to be the love of God for His God effect. Only then might we be open to what Spirit is trying to say. Listening to the perspective of others is often difficult and is certainly complicated. It messes with our sometimes longing to believe our simplified one-sided view. But God loves all people equally. He says that the law given to Israel can be summed up in two essential, overarching life concepts. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. St. John is clear that you cannot say you love God who you cannot see when you don't love the people who you do see, which is an action, and not just words. If we are to love, we need the fuller perspective. We need the voices of all so we can concern ourselves with the cares of all. None of us is responsible for caring for everyone, but we are responsible to listen for where Holy Spirit particularly wants each of us to have his effect. God working little bits through each of the many of us, so that through the many of us, the God effect is great. Listen to the song, Give Me Your Heart, from the God Seeker album. You can find the song, Give Me Your Heart, on my YouTube channel, on several streaming services, and always on CD. Let's finish with some verses from God's Word, the Bible. We are reading from a letter that St. John wrote. It's his first letter, so 1 John, chapter 3, verses 13 through 18. Do not be surprised, believers, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brothers and sisters. He who does not love remains in spiritual death. Everyone who hates works against his brother in Christ is at heart a murderer by God's standards, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. By this we know and have come to understand the depth and essence of his precious love, that he willingly laid down his life for us because he loved us. And we ought to lay down our lives for the believers. But whoever has the world's goods, adequate resources, and sees his brother in need, but has no compassion for him, how does the love of God live in him? Little children, believers, dear ones, let us not love merely in theory, with word or with tongue, giving lip service to compassion, but in action and in truth, in practice, and in sincerity, because practical acts of love are more than words. Thank you for joining in. God Seeker messages are brought to you by Eagle's Nest Foundation. Until next time, this is Elizabeth Folgaro. I am praying for you. Make the song, Give Me Your Heart, your prayer as we seek to let God teach us to be more and more His love to one another. And keep seeking God.